Welcome to the Pepper News Podcast. I am Magnolia Winters, and this is the AI News Today, Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Let's go to our first news today. Google's dramatic shift towards the use of generative AI has stirred apprehension among news publishers. The challenge they face is the potential overhaul or even replacement of human editors and writers by these advanced AI models. While supporters of this AI evolution point to increased efficiency and lower costs, detractors express concerns over issues like job security, editorial control, and potential biases inherent in the AI algorithms. As this is uncharted territory, the industry must grapple with the implications of this technological leap. Let's cover another news story. On the technological front, Intel has released its new impressive Gaudi 3, bolstering its position as a solid alternative to NVIDIA's H100. The new offering boasts stellar Gen AI performance, proving that Intel is not backing down from the competition. This stride suggests that the tech giant is determined to reshape the AI hardware landscape while continuing to offer powerful, efficient solutions. Stay tuned for more updates as Intel taking the tech game to new heights. Let's cover another news story. Telecommunications giant NTT has issued a severe warning concerning the rapid evolution of generative artificial intelligence, GNAI, indicating that its unchecked advance could pose a serious threat to society, potentially leading to the collapse of democracy and social order. Partnering with Japanese national newspaper, the Yomiuri Shimbun, NTT is calling for new regulations to control GNAI, citing problems such as hallucinations, bias, and infringement of rights through data scraping. Its joint research study also stressed the considerable impact of GNAI-driven misinformation on democracy and national security, advocating for immediate legislation to prevent irreversible damage. In addition to legal measures, the duo are pushing for compulsory AI education in schools and more effective labeling of AI-generated content. And that's it for today. I hope you have enjoyed this brief update. I'm Magnolia Winters. Make sure to subscribe to the Pepper News Podcast and see you tomorrow for more AI news.